This is TWiT.
First Apple Watch has not even been sold to the general public yet, but already 9 to 5 Mac is speculating, with a lot of help from ADR Studios, on what Apple's second and third generation Apple Watch collections might look like. The speculation is based on supply chain chatter, watch trends, and their own super secret intel on what Apple has in the works. One of the most likely possibilities is new case materials. A report from the Wall Street Journal claimed Apple was experimenting with platinum versions of the watch. Other possibilities could include titanium, ceramics, white gold, and even liquid metal. Apple will likely look to include new sensors, new bands, and lower price points. And if they manage to drastically increase the battery life, a sleep tracking feature will most certainly be in the works. One of the weirdest predictions would be a FaceTime camera embedded into the display. A smartwatch might not be ideal for snapping pictures, but a front-facing camera for video chat is one of the promises of the Dick Tracy-style smartwatch experience that anyone has yet to completely deliver. So before you even get your hands on that first Apple Watch, start planning on how you can afford the Apple Watch 2.0 or the Watch Air or whatever they decide to call it. I am looking forward to seeing what everyone's going to do with the first Apple Watch that they buy that then becomes obsolete. You can give it to me. I'm willing to take it. Now, the last 12 months have been pivotal for Snapchat, the four-year-old messaging service known for making its posts disappear. But when it comes to trust, the company has some history to overcome. Today, Snapchat announced three developments in an effort to improve security, bolster privacy protections, and engender trust. First, they released a transparency report. For the first time, Snapchat is reporting the frequency of requests for user content and information from law enforcement and national security agencies. They also announced an expanded bug bounty program. Snapchat is now enlisting coders across the globe to find vulnerabilities in Snapchat that could compromise its security, and they will reward the bug finders with cash. And finally, a shutdown of third-party apps. Snapchat is doing this in order to protect its users. They don't publish or allow access to its APIs. Nonetheless, third parties have found their way in and offered apps that compromise privacy on Snapchat in the guise of added functionality. Snapchat not only works with Apple and Google to try to block apps in their stores that violate Snapchat's terms of service, it also started cracking down on users who install these apps. Seth Sternberg, who sold a messaging service to Google for around $100 million, is launching a new startup centered around in-home care. It's called Honor, and it's a combination of an online service that connects in-home caregivers, seniors, and their families. TechCrunch is reporting that caregivers are screened and matched to seniors based on their expertise, and families are shown who took care of their family and what activities they did, as well as how long the caregiver was at home. Honor is not focused on medical care, but rather on caregivers that help seniors live their lives in their own homes. And this is one of the best parts. Honor also promised to pay caregivers better. Honor has raised $20 million from what reads like an A-list of Silicon Valley investors. And the service goes into beta test later this month in Contra Costa County, and then will expand to San Francisco. And finally, for those of you out there like me who are excitingly awaiting the delivery of their Amazon Echo, we now have more reasons to be excited. Amazon Echo now supports Pandora, MLB, and MLS scores and schedules. Echo can now play your favorite Pandora stations with just a voice command like, Alexa, play a pop station on Pandora. You can create new stations, pause and skip on your current stations, and even give the thumbs up or the thumbs down to a song, not with your actual thumbs yet, but just by saying the words thumbs up or thumbs down. To gain all the additional functionality, you'll need the most current version of the Amazon Echo app.